CDs. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be talking with Christian Prince about the Quran. Basically, of course, we're seeing a total disruption of the existing structure of the Near East, the Middle East, as nation after nation over there is toppled, and of course the existing government, most of them secular, are being replaced by radical Muslim nations. Now, why is this happening? Well, that is not as important as what is this going to mean to you. I mean, certainly as the Muslim Brotherhood, which seems to be coordinating most of what's going on over there, certainly is taking over in Tunisia, taking over in Egypt, going to be taking over in Libya, and, of course, we're behind the revolt that's taking place in Syria, and you can be sure that the Muslim Brotherhood will take over there. They've already shifted Turkey into that field, Lebanon into that area, and certainly all of the countries there in the Middle East, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Kazakhstan, Turkistan, or Turkmenistan, and certainly they're all moving into this radical Islamic camp, and there's an organized effort to bring it about. So what does the Quran really teach? Because, of course, the Muslim faith is not simply a religious belief. It is a political structure as well. Christian, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Why don't you tell our listeners about your background and then about your book and why it's important. Go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody, and may the Lord bless everyone. And we pray that people, they will learn from this time we speak. First, you know, I have degrees in Islamic law, and I'm not qualified to be a lawyer or a judge in Islamic court. And simply my book, it's called The Deception of Allah. and the reason of the name, actually, it's based on the Quran. Because the Quran itself is teaching that Islam, based on deception, you know, the God of Islam, always his method is either he guide you or he deceive you. And guiding you or deceiving you, it's up to him, it's not up to you. And I wanted to share with people that what they hear in the news, what they hear in TV, what they hear even from their president is absolute a lie. You know, and it's really a shame that somebody, he claimed to be a president, you know, and he is supposedly the one we trust in our security, we trust in our future, we trust in our economy and our defense. He is spreading lies about Islam. You know, all of us, we saw Obama going on TV, and he's telling us about the beautiful month of Ramadan. And, you know, we knew that liberals, usually, they are against about between mixing between religion and government. And we don't see any liberal complaining about Obama going on TV to explain the month of Ramadan, how Muslims fast, what it's mean to them, what the Quran, how the Quran came down. Imagine if Obama did the same to explain the Christmas or to explain the Easter. The liberals will go crazy. But as long he's one of them, it's okay, it's fine, and there's no problem. But the problem in here, not only is it promoting a religion which is against what the government in USA stands for, and even against the Constitution, using his office to promote his own religion. The problem is, he is a person who is trusted, and he is telling just a lie. Like, I wish at least he is saying something real, something true. Speaking about Islam teaching people dignity, and we have a lot of value we share. Like when Obama, he said in his speech that we have a lot of things to share. I challenge Obama to tell us, like what? Like what? Beating women? The man, he can beat his wife? The man, he can kill his daughter if she, if she don't dress the way he like? The one who leave Islam, he will be killed? Like what? Like, I challenge him to name for me one thing the Muslims in America, they share. Absolutely, it's false, it's a lie. So my book, The Deception of Allah, simply start from zero, telling people about Islam from zero, which means if you read the book, you do not need to be very well knowledgeable about Islam. You know, as we said, it is start from zero. So the book will teach you from the beginning, and will take you step by step to show you with the proofs and reference that Islam is a very false religion. And I hope, actually, I have a very good feedback from people who did read the book already. They enjoy it, they love it, and they learn a lot. And right now I'm working in variant number two, which is going to complete variant number one. And I hope, actually, you, Dr. Stan, you yourself, you have a copy. I'm not sure what if you did read it or not. Maybe you can tell me your feedback back about it.
Well, I have, quite honest, I have the copy, but I just haven't had the chance to read it. But certainly it goes into the background. I've scanned it. It goes into the background of the true meaning of the Quran. And so why don't you pick up the story? Well, I mean, certainly we can have books on the Quran. Why is your book on the Quran different than other books on the Quran?
Well, because simply there's no politically correct. You know, I'm not politically correct. There's no correction there. I'm speaking things as it is, with the proofs and reference. I'm not speaking there to make somebody happy. Actually, many people will be upset, especially the Muslims. And, the Muslims are very violent people, which means to write a book about Islam, it might cost you your life. So nothing worth it really to lose your life for it, except saying the truth. And I believe that saying the truth is worth everything. So the book is 100% the truth, and supported by reference. It's not a book to make a speech. And in here I want to mention something. You know, people they speak about a lot these days, something promoted by the liberals and the Muslims themselves. Like, as an example, people they speak about what is called Islamophobia or Islamophobic. You know, the funny, I like actually the name, but those who use that word, they try to make that anyone who attack Islam is Islamophobic. The Muslims, the first thing in the morning they do, they pray. And if we go and we open the first chapter in the Quran, chapter 1, and read from verse number 1 to verse number 7, which is the whole chapter, you will see that in the last verse, that the Muslims...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue, loss of consciousness or fainting, or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this morning is Christian Prince. We're talking about his book on the Quran. And certainly, writing about the Quran can be dangerous to your health. There was a gentleman, his name was Salman Rushdie. He wrote a book called Satanic Verse, and he simply pointed out that there were phrases in the Quran which suggested that the Muhammad was very concerned about the satanic influence upon himself, that he had actually wondered if he himself might be possessed. And because Salman Rushdie questioned this Quran, they put a contract out on him, and they would have killed him. And 10, 20 years later, this man is still living and hiding. His wife has had to divorce him because they could never live publicly. And he is in hiding either in Canada or the United States. If you tell the truth about the Muslim faith, and you are a Muslim, they'll kill you. Go right ahead, Christian.
Yeah, you know, for some reason your voice is low in my side, and I'm not sure why. Maybe I don't know.
All right, fine. That. Well, hopefully the producer will go ahead and get that straightened up. But you go ahead.
Okay, thank you. You know, when we were talking about Islamophobia, but the fact the one who have the phobia is Islam. You know, why the Muslim, the first thing in the morning, to pray to his God, he have to curse me and to curse you and to curse the Jews and to curse everybody. Like, cannot a human being start his day praying to his God without cursing others? Cannot he have his prayer without mentioning the names of others in a very bad way? So when people, they speak about Islamophobia, I need to ask them a very easy question. You know, who is the one who starts his day speaking, cursing other people? Is it the Christians? You know, you can go to all Christian churches. You will see Christians, peaceful people, praying to everybody. It doesn't matter what. They don't pray for Christians only. They pray for the peace of the world. The Muslims, the first thing they do in the morning, they start cursing the Jews and the Christians. So, their book calling us pigs, infidels, monkeys, najis, which means dirty, equal to dirt, the worst creatures, all those names, and always the Muslims, when they pray, they recite those verses, calling us all those names. Then we need to ask ourselves, who is the one is Islamophobia? The one who his religion, all of it is based on attacking others, and they cannot live without it. Like me as a Christian, I have no problem to forget about Islam and never speak about it. Actually, I'm speaking about it because Islam is attacking me. I'm speaking about it, not because, like why I'm not speaking about the Hinduism. You know, Hindu for me is a cult. There is many other religions. There's thousands, maybe millions. I don't know how many religions on this earth exist. But Islam is a religion which has spread hate. You know, supposedly, even the false religions, they try to present for you something good. And I challenge anyone to show me one good thing Islam will do to this, to humanity. Forget about, you know, anything. Like, we as a human, in general, what Islam will bring to us? The Quran in chapter 5, verse 51, it says an example. Take not Christians and Jews as a friends or protectors. What does that teaching promote? It means a Muslim, he cannot take me as a friend. He cannot take me as a protector. Therefore, he have only one choice. He will take me as an enemy. Now, is that going to promote peace between people? Is that how a human being should live? Just because I'm a Christian, you want to hate me? Just because he is a Jew, you want to hate him? Just because he's a Hindu? Why people, they cannot live in peace? So this religion against the little base of morality of a human being. To be good to the one, he is good for you. Like, at least, you know, I'm not asking the Muslims not to fight the one that's fighting them. You know, if somebody is attacking you, feel free to defend yourself. You have the right to do that. But Islam is based in attacking the one. Doesn't matter if he attack you or not, just because he is a Christian or a Jew. And we can go and see an example as chapter 9, verse number 29. You see, the Quran saying, fight the people of the book. And the reason of the fight, you can go to Ibn Kathir's explanation, which is an interpretation of the Quran approved by Muslims. The reason to fight us, not because we fought them, not because we attacked them, the reason is because we refuse to embrace Islam. So, Islam is a religion, it says, you don't embrace mine, I'm going to kill yours. You don't come, you know, accept mine, I'm going to destroy you. If you don't do what I say, you have nothing to say, like my way or the other way. So Islam is an extremely dangerous religion, and people, they have to be so worried in USA about Islam. Because, you know, the Muslims, they have a plan. Like they found the documentary in a book, or let us say a plan of a terrorist group in London. It's called the 100-year plan. And the 100-year plan is to take over Europe. And, you know, I assure you, they will not need 100 years to take over Europe. Like, if we ask a Muslim just 10 years ago at 9/11, when you think the coming Muslim president will be? When you, as a Muslim, you think a Muslim is going to be a president of USA? He might say to you, not even maybe in 5,000 years. But in less than 9 years after Obama, the Muslim, he is a president. Now, for those who say or try to say that Obama is not a Muslim just because he said so, I can say to you the same, that Obama is a Muslim because he said so. When they asked him about his faith in TV, he said, my Muslim faith, like, you know, tell me what the chance of any human being to make such a mistake like this. My Muslim faith. Why he chose Islam to be his faith as a mistake? Let us say it was a mistake. But he said, my Muslim faith. He chose Islam to be his faith by mistake. This is a public TV. Millions of people, they are listening to him. The truth come out, and still people don't want to see it. The guy is 100%, and not only that, I believe strongly that he is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. Because if you see what he's doing now, he is working hard to accomplish Islamic State all over the Mediterranean, all the way from Morocco to Tunisia to Libya to Egypt, going through Jordan, going through Syria, going all the way to Turkey. And by doing that, by the time he will be out of the office, the Muslims Brotherhood, they will be taking over the area. And therefore, well, I think it's USA and all European countries, they will not be negotiating with countries. They will be negotiating with the Muslim Brotherhood.
And I think it's very important for people to understand that the Obama regime certainly working through our intelligence agencies in conjunction with Great Britain. We have toppled the government of Tunisia. We have toppled the government of Egypt. We have toppled the government of Libya. And all of these countries are moving into the radical Islamic camp. Before that, they were secular societies, and now they will be controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood. That had happened to Turkey, but that was before Obama came to power. But you can see this same thing is going to be happening in Syria. The U.S. military, under Barack Obama, established constitutions in both Afghanistan and Iraq, and both of those constitutions established Sharia law as the official law before Iraq was a secular country. It was not a radical Muslim country. America conquered the country and then imposed Sharia law. We've done the same thing with Afghanistan. Why would the U.S. military have done that? Because the purpose of what being over there is to force those countries under this radical form of Islamic law, which doesn't make sense. But most of the things going on in the world don't make sense today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the Clinton on TV. She was saying that Muslim Brotherhood, they are a peaceful organization, and there's no fear from them. When the fact the Muslim Brotherhood, they have a very violent, history. Like, who is the one who killed Sadat, the prisoner of Egypt who signed peace with Israel? Isn't it the Muslim Brotherhood? You know, if they are peaceful people, why they killed him? Who is the one who killed hundreds and thousands of people in Syria by putting car bombings everywhere? And this was in the 80s. You know, why the Muslim Brotherhood, if they are peaceful people, they choose from all the Quran one word, which is wa'iddu, which is part or the first word in the verse in the Quran, which is chapter 8, verse number 60, which is saying, prepare for them the maximum you can of power and horses to install terror in the heart of the unbelievers, of the enemy of Allah. Why the Muslim Brotherhood, they choose from all the Quran, such a phrase from the Quran, which is speaking about terrorism and preparing yourself for war. This is their logo, this is their signature. So, people, they need to know that the last one to listen to is Obama. You want to know the truth? Don't listen to what they say to you in TV. What the TVs, sadly, our TVs today and most of our media, maybe 99% of it, became politically correct. Everybody is a coward. Nobody is willing to say what's happening, why it's happening. Everybody, want to say the same thing. You know, Islam is peace. Even the ones we think they are conservative, they are not conservative. As an example, people, they think that George Bush is conservative. He's not. You know, George Bush, he did say many times Islam is peace, and this is a lie. George Bush, he tried to give a contract to United Arab Emirates to take over our port in New York. You know, how you do such a thing? How you give your borders to the Muslims? And you say you are conservative. So we have a problem in this country that conservatives are not conservative. You know, they are not the same as anymore. And, I have a problem next election to vote because Republicans, they are acting like, the same as the Democrat. And that is a problem for those who love America. Because in the coming election, we had to vote for someone else to get rid of Obama, but that else, we are not sure if he is going to be conservative too. You know, we see, like, last election, they provide us with McCain. McCain is not conservative. McCain was the first to vote to attack Kosovo, to attack Yugoslavia. And, many people until now did not understand what happened at that time. Actually, America established the death of USA by that day, because by that day, you decide to take a side in the fight, side by side with Al-Qaeda, because Al-Qaeda was fighting there in the ground. We sent our American soldiers to fight side by side with the Muslim soldiers to kill the Yugoslavian. And now we establish an Islamic state in the heart of Europe, not only Yugoslavia, because Kosovo is in the heart of Europe. And imagine the first state who recognized that Islamic state, it was USA under the command of George Bush. So we have a problem, not only Obama, we have a problem even with those who call themselves conservative. They don't see things, it sounds like in America nobody see what's happening farther than his finger. You have to look, those Muslims, all of them, they have one plan, is to dominate. You know, you can go and search right now in the internet, you will see there's tons of pictures and signs made by Muslims saying, Islam will dominate the world. And what America is doing is giving them the upper hand everywhere. Actually, we are working for them now. You know, it cost $1 billion to USA in the attack against Libya. What is the result of that attack? The result is an Islamic State. Now, who will pay for the $1 billion? Me and you. Who is getting the benefit? The Muslim Brotherhood, the Islamic. And, you know, actually, I'm against saying the word radical Islam. There's nothing that's called radical Islam. Islam is Islam. There's no radical. You know, all Muslims believe in the Quran, and the Quran teaching terrorism. Therefore, anyone believe in this book, he is a Muslim, and he believes in terrorism, and he is a terrorist. You know, terrorism is not about practicing only. Terrorism is about believing in it. So Muslims are two parts. Some of them, they practice terrorism because they can, or they get the opportunity, and some, they support it in their heart or even in their money. But at the end of the day, all is the same. If you believe, you know, the Bible teaches us, if you wish to have a woman, she is not yours, you committed adultery. So wishing to be something, it means you are one of it, you know, and you love it. And a Muslim, when he say, I'm a Muslim, he is telling me, I believe in the Quran. And the Quran says to me, as an example, as I mentioned in chapter 8, verse number 60, it's about installing terror. It's about terror. So
over
somebody want to say to me,
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
There are plenty of things you may wish were lower, like your taxes, your commuting time, your weight. But there's one thing people can get lower, car insurance with State Farm. Talk to an agent today about State Farm's new lower car insurance rates, and while you're there, get State Farm's free discount double check. It's just another way a State Farm agent can be there for you. So call an agent 24/7 or visit statefarm.com and find out about State Farm's new lower rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Rates apply only in the state of Colorado and are not valid in any other state.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all tests for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I've just again back here. Our guest this morning is Christian Prince. Christian, how can people get a copy of your book? How can they get in touch with your ministry and learn more about what the Quran really says?
Actually, my book can be purchased on Amazon.com.
What is the title of your book?
The Deception of Allah. Verily number one. The Deception of Allah. Actually, the search for Deception of Allah in Amazon, they will find it right away.
Yes, but what is
and,
the title?
The book is for $19.95. We try to keep it in a good price so everybody can have it.
What is the title of the book?
This is the name. The Deception of Allah.
The Deception of Allah?
Yes, this is the name. And I chose that name, as I said, because Islam is based on deception. You know, Allah, he deceived, and the Muslims, they deceive us. It's a chain of deceiving. Everybody have to deceive somebody. So this is why I chose that name for my book.
And you have a website as well.
What is that, sorry?
A website, a site on the Internet.
Yes, they can go to debatetv.org. debatetv.org, one word. And they can see a lot of my videos there, too. I have videos explaining about Islam, about Quran, about Muhammad, a lot of things. The good thing about the book, that by having that small book, as if you have a library in your house, because I'm trying to provide specifically the Christians with a lot of information to arm them, so they can respond to anyone, either regardless if he's a Muslim or not. So no Christian can be deceived. Because, you know, the Muslims are targeting our children, our kids, our teenage, even the young one, even the old one. And the Christians, they have no idea what Islam is about. And somebody have to help them. Somebody have to share with them the truth. And, the one who have the knowledge, he have a duty. This is why I decided to make my book. Because you as a Christian, if a Muslim come to you and you don't have any experience in this religion, and he starts saying to you, your Bible is corrupted, Christianity is false, Islam is the only true religion, Islam is peace, all these things we hear. So how you are going to answer him? You don't have the skills because you don't have the knowledge, and knowledge is powerful. You know, nations will be destroyed if they don't have knowledge. You know, what is making America, America? It's the knowledge of technology. If America don't have technology, which means don't have knowledge, USA will be the same as Somalia. So knowledge is the most important thing people they should see. And my book, The Deception of Allah, is about knowledge. I wish we can even do more, to be in more radio stations, in TV programs, because the Christians and the American in general, even the atheists, you know. My work is not only just for the Christians, it's for everybody. Everyone who loves America, everyone who lives his country, loves his country, Canada, Australia, doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, the world is connected. And there's no one can say, I live in my country, I'm okay, and those people are not coming to me. You know, a few years ago, Americans, they thought the same, that they are safe, they are at the end of the world, they are the most powerful nation, and everything proved them to be wrong, that they are not powerful as they thought, because terrorism do not need an army to take down a country. 19 people, they were able to almost to bankrupt all the airlines of USA. 19 people were able to make everybody scared to go in an airplane. So, you know, Muslims do not need 19,000, 1,900 million. They do not need any. They need few. Few can do a lot. Because terrorism is based on fear. You know, I don't know if you watch those cartoons, you will see that an elephant running away from a mouse or, you know, a rat, which is funny, but it's true. When you are in fear, you can run away, even if you're an elephant, from a little mouse. So we need to strengthen ourselves with knowledge. Otherwise, we will lose. Without knowing what, like until now, the USA government, they cannot even acknowledge they are fighting who. Like if we ask Obama, who is our enemy? They will say Al-Qaeda. This is false. Al-Qaeda, they are not the enemy. Al-Qaeda is just a militant group of the enemy, because Al-Qaeda cannot do any of their own. From where the money is coming from, who is supporting them, how they were able to hide all those years, it is Islam and the Muslims. Now, somebody will say to me, well, not all the Muslims are the same. Well, I will say to you, no, all the Muslims are the same as long they believe they are Muslims. But if you are a Muslim by name, it means you are a Muslim. For me, when I say a Muslim, it is somebody who believes in a book in front of me. It's called the Quran. If you believe in it and you follow it, you are the same all. You cannot, you know, there's some people, they will come to you and say there is a modern Muslim. Like, what modern Muslim mean? He will beat his wife with the electric stick. The Quran says beat them. So a Muslim, he believes in the Quran, he will practice that. It doesn't matter how he practices it. Maybe he uses electric stick because he's a modern. But at the end of the day, he is beating his wife. Is a modern Muslim believe that somebody, he leave Islam, he can leave, he will not be killed? If he do so, then he have to take off his Quran and take all those pages speaking about killing. We will have a modern Muslim if we have a modern Quran, as long as the Quran is the same they believe in. And the Muslims are not willing to take a word from it down, and they want to follow it all from cover to cover. It means all Muslims are the same. So I will not go into that trap, speaking about modern Muslims as they try to present to us in USA.
Well, we have a caller. Let's see who's calling in. Who's calling in? Do we have a caller? Is someone calling in?
Are you asking me?
I guess not. You go right ahead then.
Okay. Anyway, Americans, they need to remember that the politically correction, like, you know, we hear on TV, they say to you, radical Islam. And actually, you, the first thing yourself, you just mentioned that word because you took it from the media. There's nothing that's called radical Islam. Islam is radical. There's no radical Islam. Because when we say radical Islam, it means there's the modern, nice Islam, and there's the radical Islam. The fact, all Islam is the same. Islam teaching terrorism, all of it, with no exception. So when we are, like, you know, when a religion teach peace, and a group of it, they are not peaceful, and they don't follow peace, then we can say, oh, those are radical. They have their own version of the Quran or version of interpretation. This is not the case. All Muslims have the same interpretation of the Quran. They have different names of books, but all of them at the end of the day says, kill the Christians, kill the Jews, fight the infidels, they are dirty, they are pigs. Like, which country, I want people to ask themselves, which country from the Islamic world I can go right now and preach my gospel there? Name for me the modern Islamic country will allow me to speak in the street about my Bible without being killed. If you are telling me there is not even one, then I need to ask, where are the modern Muslims? Which country from all the Islamic countries, the one will allow somebody leave Islam without being killed? If you cannot find me one, it means don't tell me about modern and don't tell me about radical. All of them
hold
are
that
radical.
Thought. We'll be back.
Wherever you go.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service. Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins reminds us that each member of our military is an individual who has given up the comforts of home. A military care package reminds them that their sacrifice is appreciated. Type military care package into an online search engine and find out how easy it is to let them know that they are appreciated. This message from Agri Enterprises Incorporated in Fort Collins. Always looking out for the safety of our community. Call 970-221-2607. That's 970-221-2607. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this morning is Christian Prince. We're talking about his book, The Deception of Allah. The Deception of Allah, and he was simply pointing out that one of the things that said today was, well, there, you know, there are moderate Muslim nations. And Christian was just pointing out that in no Muslim nation are you allowed to go in and preach the Christian gospel. You're not allowed to. You're a second-class citizen, and Christians and Jews are persecuted, and they have to pay special taxes, and they do not have the full protection of the law. Whereas here in the United States, why the Muslim demands the right to preach his religion and even to have Sharia law, but of course, that is not what would happen once they take control of this nation. And basically, of course, the Muslim influence is growing at the highest levels of our country. Certainly, Hillary Clinton's closest advisor, her deputy advisor, is a woman whose mother is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. And I should say Muslim Sisterhood, a woman who's closely tied to the radical Islamic belief. And she is the deputy advisor to the Secretary of State of the United States. And if you've never seen the video where Obama says, "I am a Muslim," talking about how John McCain had never attacked his Muslim faith, and they immediately correct him, "You mean your Christian faith?" And Obama suddenly realizes, of course, he can't tell the American people he's a Muslim, even though when he registered as a student here in the United States, why he declared that he was a Muslim. He came in as a foreign student to get foreign aid, a special subsidies because he was a foreign student registered as a Muslim. But, of course, you can actually see that on my website. Just go to my radioliberty.com, scroll down to the section on other videos on the web, and you can see this YouTube section where Obama said, oh yes, my Christian faithful. Why would McCain, this was during the election, be attacking his Christian faith? No, the last thing they want, and of course the media goes right along with this, is for the American people to realize that Barack Hussein Obama, who has brought the Muslim Brotherhood to power in both Tunisia and in Libya and in Egypt, is a Muslim. That's why he did it, of course. But you go right ahead, Christian.
In any way, you know, when people read my book, The Deception of Allah, they will figure that by themselves. Because I'm showing I'm proving Islam how it is, not by giving speeches about this guy and that guy and Osama. No, I am showing the proofs based on Muhammad himself. Because this is what Muslims, they do. If you say to them Al-Qaeda, they say, oh, Al-Qaeda, they are bad ones. Those are not real Muslims. So what I did in my book, and my book is only established based on what Muhammad did, not what Muslims today they are doing. Because always Muslims, if you tell them what Muslims are today doing, they will say, well, there's bad people everywhere, you know, And there's people, they have wrong understanding of religion sometimes everywhere, including even Christianity. So in my book, I am showing that the terrorist, the real terrorist, is Muhammad. Therefore, by proving that, Muslims cannot say that Muhammad is a bad Muslim. If I speak about Osama bin Laden, they will say Osama bin Laden is a bad Muslim, trying to lie to us. But the fact, all of them, they love him. If we make an election now, asking Muslims to vote for a man in this earth, and Osama was alive, they will vote for him. Actually, millions of children have been called Osama after 9/11. And that is telling us how much they love him. But let us forget about that. Can a Muslim tell me, can a Muslim say to me that Muhammad is a bad Muslim? He cannot. So I did prove in my book that Muhammad is a bad, bad, bad person. Whatever the word bad means, he's a child molester, he is a hate monger, he is a killer, he is a rapist, he is a thief, he is. Actually, name for me one thing, one ugly thing a human being can do, or even Satan can do, and Muhammad did not do. So, and the book is not about, as I said, giving speeches. I have my reference, I have my proofs, I have the book name, the page number, and all the reference is Islamic reference 100%, made by Muslims, accepted by Muslims, and taught by Muslims. Therefore, Muslims cannot say any word, they cannot reject, they have to bow down in front of the proofs. They have to accept it. This is why I made this book. I wanted the Christians to be very well armed. And again, I say the Christians because I'm a Christian, you know, but at the same time, the book is for everybody. If you're an atheist, if you're a Hindu, if you're a Buddha, it doesn't matter, because the book is made to teach you and to educate you, so nobody can fool you. When somebody says to you something, don't take it for granted. Like now, I'm saying to you whatever I said. How do you know I'm telling the truth? You have to check it out. Don't take things for granted. You know, knowledge is powerful. This is what Jesus said. Search the books. You know, you wanna have knowledge, not by listening to somebody only. Listening can teach you, yes, but you have to be sure after you listen, you take your time, you make your own study, you do your homework, and then you will find the truth, and then the truth will set you free. So the purpose of the book is to set people free by showing them the truth. And you know, in the same time, like we are on air, I challenge any Muslim to call us, debate me. I offer all Muslim scholars debate. Like last time, I challenged a Muslim scholar from Canada. He's Pakistani, actually, but he lives in Canada. He has a TV show. I offer him a debate, a challenge, live challenge debate, but he refused, he rejected, because he knew he would lose. But the same person, he is willing to debate any American, any Canadian, but not me, because American and Canadian, they do not know Islam. They are an easy target to fool them. They can play around. They can say, oh, this is a wrong interpretation of the Quran. They cannot do that with me, because I will show him his prophet interpretation, not only from words, but from act. And if his prophet is wrong for him, it means he is no Muslim no more. So they have to accept. And this is why I advise Christians, advise atheists, advise American, Australian, Canadian.
We're going to have to let you go. We're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much. Talk to you later.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I understand, and certainly America is in very serious problems today because the small clique that controls our country, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, is building up the Muslim threat throughout the world. Nobody ever asked who funds Al-Qaeda. Well, Al-Qaeda was funded, and you can go to the books that were written long before the September 11th, 2001 attack. Al-Qaeda was funded by Pakistan, which was funded certainly by the American government, by Saudi Arabia, a close ally of the CIA, and by the CIA, books like Dollars for Terror and Holy Wars by a foreign correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor, both written in 1999. All the references you can find in my newsletters. And who's funding this whole movement today? Why, we are, ladies and gentlemen. Both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are being funded by Pakistani ISI, which is being funded by the CIA. We are creating the best enemy money can buy, but we did the same thing with Germany. And during the Second World War, as we pointed out, it was American corporations, American banks, American oil companies, that were actually funding the Nazis so that we could have a good war. And American corporations, 100 of them, were working in Germany not only before the war, but during the war to build the weapons that were used to kill our boys. And you say that is incredible. Well, we have the documentation on this, including a letter I found from the American ambassador to Germany in 1936, William Dodd, will be glad to get a copy of the letter if anybody wants to read it, asking Colonel House, I found this in Colonel House's papers, why there were 100 American corporations in Germany building weapons for the German military in 1936 when there was no money to be made. Didn't make any sense to him. Well, that's, he didn't understand. It's the old adage, you got to have an enemy, the best enemy money can buy. Unfortunately, of course, this thing has reached the end. America has wasted its money. We've wasted $1 trillion over there fighting a war in Afghanistan against 50 members of Al-Qaeda. 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a computer, go to your computer, type in Leon Panetta, 50 members, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, General James Jones, 50 members, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, Steve Croft, 50 members, Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, you'll find out that this is absolutely true. And, of course, basically, but you see, we never talk about that because the media here is controlled, and basically they've destroyed the value of the reserves of this country. China has more money per capita in reserves, money and gold, for all of its 1.3 billion people than we have for our 1.5, for our 300 million. In other words, per capita, we have about 1,500 per capita in reserves. They have over 2,000, 2,500, 2,500. We have the World Bank figures. They just came out. I mean, you get to places like Saudi Arabia or Singapore or Hong Kong, they got $38,000 in reserves for every one of their citizens. and we have $1,500. They have intentionally bankrupted and destroyed this nation's great basins fall us in the because they're betrayed by their leaders, and we are being betrayed by our leaders. You've got to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the dark secret. You understand the spiritual forces at work? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife, Danette, and I would like to invite you to join us and the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we celebrate the biblical feast for Northern Colorado with the Feast of Tabernacles, Booths, Sukkot, Wednesday, October the 12th at 5 p.m. at 5112 Thistle Place in Loveland. Bring a dish to share for the Oneg meal. For more information or directions, call 303-522-3562 or 303-257-7576 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.